The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the second chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went down to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went to the town of Nazareth in Galilee, to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in the manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Now in that same region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom God favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. And Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
Seated. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Now hear these words from Frederick Buechner, a noted 20th century Presbyterian pastor and author, who had this to say about the birth of Jesus. "God never seems to weary of trying to get himself across. Word and word he tries in search of the right word. When creation itself doesn't seem to say it right, sun, moon, stars, all of it, he tries flesh and blood." And to that I say, thanks be to God and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You're allowed to say it back. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It is true that God never seems to weary of trying to get God's self across to us. We humans, however, are often weary of communicating. To be fair, as a preacher, I have many opportunities to try. Once a week in this exact spot, at a minimum, for example. But even with all of those Sundays of speaking practice in my back pocket, there's still nothing quite as frustrating as feeling that someone doesn't really hear me, or if they heard me, they didn't understand exactly what I was trying to say. I remember once how it took me an entire day to work up the courage to go out to the market to buy tomatoes and lettuce. I had just moved across the world to Jerusalem a few months before, and my Arabic skills were minimal. But I did possess something precious, which was a pack of bacon. And I really wanted to make BLTs for my hungry teenage sons that night. I had the B, but no T's and no L's. A trip out was absolutely necessary, but I thought, what if I don't remember the words in Arabic? And what if the guy at the market goes off script? What then? And I sat in my apartment all day fretting about this. Eventually, I did venture out for those tomatoes and lettuce, because guess what? I was more afraid of dealing with two hungry teenage sons than with being misunderstood at the market. Amen? Sometimes it's just exhausting to try to be heard or to be seen. Sometimes it's hard to stay in hard conversations or to learn a new language or to listen with new ears. Sometimes we humans have good reason to be weary. So isn't it something on this night to marvel at how God the Creator never tires of trying to be understood? Isn't it something that God, who did rightfully take a day off after creating the whole universe, never seems to weary of revealing herself to us? For a moment, consider the many ways, the many languages, you might say, in which the Creator God does speak to us. Sunrises and sunsets, the smell of the ocean, the feel of a small child's hand in ours, the smell of coffee in the morning, maybe even a cup someone made for you before you got out of bed. Poetry, a chorus of people singing in harmony, that feeling in your body when you finished a good workout or a long walk in the brisk morning air. These aren't just lovely moments. These are God's words, calling us to listen. These are God's song, inviting us to remember, as a church member recently said to me, that we are all part of the soundtrack of the universe that has been playing since the beginning of time. God is constantly speaking and singing marvelous words of love, life, and liberation into the world and into our lives. And still, sometimes it isn't enough. Sometimes we don't understand what God has been trying to say, and so we go to war, and we ignore the poor, and we forget that each one of us is made in God's image. But never fear, for God has also put words into the mouths of prophets. This Christmas sermon could go until next Christmas if I named all of them, all of those who have spoken God's word: Moses, Elijah, Abraham Heschel, Dorothy Day, Sojourner Truth, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, Desmond Tutu, Hildegard of Bingen, Greta Thunberg, Julian of Norwich, and on and on. And in fact, on this holy night, as we are surrounded by many candles, it is right and good to give thanks for the light of the many saints and prophets who have come before us, speaking the truth of God's love into our lives. And still, sometimes even the words of the prophets and their lives and sacrifices are not enough. And for this reason, Pastor Buechner reminds us that God never tires of trying to get God's self across. When creation itself doesn't seem to say it right, God tries flesh and blood. And that is why we're here tonight. On this night, we hear once again the old, old story of God's love made flesh in Jesus Christ. On this holy night, we gather to hear again how God the Almighty was born as a tiny infant to a young woman from Nazareth named Mary, and was laid to sleep in an animal's feeding trough, and then was praised by shepherds, angels, innkeepers, townspeople, and some wise astrologers from the East. We recall on this night how that baby was not just any baby, but was and is God incarnate. Jesus is not only a word that God was speaking, but actually the word that has been spoken since the beginning of time. And so here we are, gathered to listen, to really listen, as once again God tries to get herself across to us through Jesus, Prince of Peace, the living God. Dear people, we may have many reasons to feel weary. Weary of the world as it is, weary of the hurts, the pains, the injustices, the wars, the rubbles. And still, God is speaking. God is still speaking to the world, to the nations, and to our hearts. Are we listening? I know we can hear, but are we really listening? Do we have hearts that are open to receiving the gift of Jesus on this night? Are we able to let the love of that baby born in Bethlehem change us, renew us, and show us the way to co-create with God a world of liberation, wholeness, peace based on justice for every single one of God's children, including, but not limited to, the people in the land where Jesus was born? I really hope we do have room in our hearts for that, because it must be so. Pastor Buechner also had this to say about this holy night and the hope it offers. He said, "What keeps the wild hope of Christmas alive year after year in a world notorious for dashing all hopes is the haunting dream that the child who was born that day may yet be born again, even in us." Wild hope. Do we have that wild hope? Do we believe not only that Jesus was born long ago in Bethlehem, but that he is being born in us today? Because that's pretty wild. But it is our hope. It is our faith. It is our joy. That is the star rising in the east. The truth of God, who was not, is not, and will never be weary of speaking to us, loving us, teaching us, forging us, reforming us, reforming our hearts and minds into something more resembling God's self. God never wearies, and so on this holy night, our weary hearts can rejoice as we sing along with the angels, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. Jesus is born, God is with us. Merry Christmas." And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus on this night and every day of the year to come. Amen.